I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, bring it up and turn on all the lights,
show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM The Fan. Thanks to everybody that came out to Fuel Cafe on 5th Street last night for the Milwaukee Basketball Hour featuring Steve Novak, working to get that changed to the Steve Novak Show for next year. DJ Wilson was out last night as well for the show. Our appreciation, thanks for him for coming out. It was a pretty full house in that bar area where we were all set up, and Anthony Mandela and his girl were out there, and Andy Spitzer from the World According to Sparky podcast.
I don't believe Andy was there.
He was out there.
He was
a clone.
He was out there. He was in public. Yes, he was. He was out there, and they were having dinner and drinks and the whole deal last night. So thanks to everybody for coming out and supporting the show. Coming up this hour, we'll talk with Chris Capuano, former Brewers pitcher, coming up at 3:48. So tell a friend. If you know anybody that's big Chris Capuano fans from back in the day, he'll join us.
Well, if you got some questions, you
at 3:48. We could do that.
People may have some questions.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know if people remember how to spell his name, but we'll go for it. Use the hashtag AskCapuano. CAPUANO. AskCapuano. Hashtag AskCapuano. And
he's a lefty, right?
Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. He's doing a pretty cool thing out in Boston that he's coming on to talk about. Plus, of course, we'll talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. This is what I really wanted to talk about here at 3 o'clock. And it came up from listening to all the LeBron James crap earlier today on the radio and watching the LeBron James game last night while I was working out and him doing what he did. What I consistently am hearing about LeBron this season, which I've really never heard about LeBron in previous seasons, is that LeBron is kind of being about him. That LeBron is really that guy that isn't hustling as much on defense, not getting back on transition defense, not closing out on shooters nearly as much, and that things are going bad and LeBron is just kind of worried about getting his stats and not worried about the other side of the floor. All that stuff that goes along with it. And then the, you know, Ingram was at the line, was it, right, against the Pacers in Indianapolis, and they start chanting, LeBron wants you traded, or LeBron doesn't want you, or something like that. All that stuff that goes along with him being a superstar. And then you have Kyrie Irving and the drama that follows him everywhere. Everywhere he goes, there's drama. Kevin Durant, drama. Everywhere he goes,
well, he already got a fake Twitter to do it. I
mean, burner Twitter account and got caught.
Ridiculous. I like that kind of pettiness, though.
This is going to be a nice, fun, happy topic. Okay? Nice, fun, and happy.
Oh, you mean boring.
Fine. I'll take boring. Okay. Simple. What do you appreciate about Giannis? Can be anything. Could be on the floor, could be off the floor, anything at all. God. Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
it's going to be a little lovey-dovey here in the 3 o'clock hour before Chris Capuano.
Are you trying to get tickets to the nice game against the Pacers?
No. I'm doing post-game tonight after the game. What do you appreciate about Giannis? Nice and simple. Here's your chance to have a love fest with Giannis.
We should have full phone lines. They say we don't talk Buffs enough.
We'll see. I mean, to show love to Giannis, this should be pretty simple. 414-799-1250. 414.
Well, you go first, Steve. This is your deal.
799-1250. Tweet us.
Don't put me to sleep now.
105.7 FM, The Fan. Dude, I appreciate him, the dude, more than I appreciate anything else. Like, just the way he goes about things. the way that he's okay kind of making fun of himself, putting up goofy videos, kissing on his girl.
If he was on another team, would you appreciate this?
I think so. I just...
I don't think so.
I saw a thing today on HoopsHype.
You've been a homer. Right
HoopsHype.com. Most liked players in the NBA or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it's a poll and people vote or whatever else. Number one was Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk.
And number two was Giannis. LeBron James was at like 32 or something.
What was the... Say that again, I'm sorry. What was the poll again?
Most liked players in the NBA.
Where did you ask this poll at?
HoopsHype.com. And...
Child, please.
And I'm just telling you. Giannis was like two. I just don't think, and I could be wrong, I just don't think that there are a lot of people out there that don't like this kid, regardless if they're in Florida, California, Boston, Canada, Mexico, wherever. I just don't think that exists. And besides what he does on the floor, to me, I appreciate the dude that goes that way. Like, if you read that, if you're not read, but if you watched that Giannis special they had All-Star Weekend, right? The 30-minute one. Did you watch that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
His agent, also from Greece, right? Speak the same language, whatever the case may be. And there's that.
It's going to help him play on the Greek national team, which is nice.
There's that trust factor that goes along with that, kind of like family. Like, okay, you're just like me. I can get down with this. We can do this together. And then you see Giannis, and like you said, his love for the national team, wanting to give back, wanting to be a part of that as well. The TMZ thing that happened last week. They're in L.A. TMZ cameras following him everywhere. Do you know what I thought to myself?
Mm-hmm.
This is why he'll never be an L.A. Laker. Because you could see him and his girl walking. You could see his girl was perturbed, like did not even want, could not even believe this was happening, that they're getting followed from block to block to block by this TMZ camera. So I think that's one of the reasons. But he handled it perfectly. Like, you couldn't have handled it any better than Giannis handled that TMZ guy and did it right. Didn't lose his cool. Wasn't a jerk.
No, it's the territory.
Just handled it the right way. And so many other guys, and girls for that matter, could have handled that totally different and totally could have freaked out on some TMZ dude. I couldn't imagine being that guy, by the way.
You've made it when TMZ sending cameras, right? So just enjoy it.
Well, you're right about that. If TMZ is sending cameras, you made it. But there are no TMZ cameras in Milwaukee.
That's why I was staying in Milwaukee.
But see, that's just it. I mean, so for like Bledsoe, who signs here, he don't got to deal with all that crap in Milwaukee. Yeah. He don't got to deal with none of that. You go play for the Lakers and you're not winning, they're going to be waiting for you coming out of a club or wherever you're coming out.
It don't matter. Out to eat.
Yeah. And they'll get you.
Yep. And don't go out there and cheat on your girl. They got you.
They got you in pictures. They got you everything. There is no TMZ Milwaukee.
We're not allowed in here, cuz.
That's to me, I think, what I really appreciate the most. And we always said that when he got drafted, he learned how to drive with John Hammond and all that other stuff. And you're like, well, will he be this way when he gets paid? Will he be this way when he gets the fame?
Same guy.
Same dude. Same dude.
I don't think
so. Far, same dude. I mean, I haven't noticed much of a difference for me. Same guy. Right?
See, I don't think he even know, like, to ruffle feathers. I wish everybody did that. Because a lot of these guys like being the bad boy image type. To me, it's silly. Because your fan base, whether you want to or not, you're a role model. Whether you want to or not, people look up to you. And you can't satisfy everybody. You just can't. So the one kid that he may say no to and shoot around, that kid will get upset, and then their parents will think he's a bad guy. You can't. It just goes to the territory. You just can't. You have to, as athletes, you have to learn how to say no. You really do. But at the same time, you can still be the same person. I think that's what most people are going to call up and say. They'll probably say, maybe people talk about basketball.
Which is fine. You can say whatever you want.
But
whatever
think,
you want.
I think at the end of the day, you don't mind investing in a guy, especially if you're going to give a guy a super max, that he's not going to do something to embarrass the league or the team.
I don't worry about that dude's character. Not at
That's what the investments are.
Right. What do you appreciate about Giannis that's coming up just because of all the LeBron James stuff that's been going on for the last week or two with how the Lakers played bad, all the Kyrie Irving stuff, the Kevin Durant stuff, and here's our superstar in Milwaukee. Just wanted to see how you guys look at Giannis and what you appreciate. Dylan, on the east side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Dylan?
How we doing? What up, LeBron? How we doing, baby?
What's going on? What you got? What you got?
I love a lot of things about Giannis, but I love how he doesn't want to be good. He's not satisfied. He wants to be great. And he puts in that work, and he's in the gym, and he just wants to be one of the best. He's never satisfied. That's what I love.
You know, and I think that's something, yeah, too. Thanks for the call. We always talk about athletes don't want to be role models. Well, not all athletes, but some athletes don't want to be considered role models. Your parents should be your role models. Your grandparents should be your role models. Your teachers should be your role models.
Police officers.
Right, police officers, firefighters, whatever. Yes. It should not be athletes.
Those are the real role models.
Okay, and that's fine. But in reality.
But in reality, it's the guy on the poster.
It's going to be the guy on the poster, right?
Yes.
So, having said that, you would be hard-pressed to find somebody that works harder than this kid. Really hard-pressed. Somebody that went from where he was in Greece, got here raw as raw could be, added the weight he added. And let me tell you, well, I don't have to tell you, Leroy can tell you, how hard it is to add weight, like he's added weight, and how hard you have to work, whether it be through diet and nutrition and lifting weights and everything else. I mean, you really, really have to be dedicated, Leroy, to put on the weight that he's put on and then to continue to improve your game the way he has over the last few years.
Especially because he knows that he's going to be in the paint. Those guys down there are big. And it just seemed like that he's never in that position. They don't try to – when he's not – I'm going to say this. Somebody gave him some kind of media training. I think it was himself, to be honest with you. Because he can see when people are train wrecked, Steve. He can see that. He can see that. He see all this stuff. And then you saw him, like, play jokes on this girl.
It's amazing.
And so the next reality show, huge show, is going to be him if this girl will allow it.
That would be awesome. That's brilliant. That's
the next step, to pull him back the curtain.
You do it in the offseason.
Yeah. He's in charge of full edit.
Yeah.
You have to. And then you can see him at the Pfizer, the things he does. Because a lot of stuff he does a lot of stuff at pick and save and stuff. He don't do it just to brag about it. Hey, man, this is the best thing to do. But you know what he really wants to do is bring a championship to this city. That's what I appreciate. He's not scared to say it.
Nope. Talks about wanting his jersey hung up in the banners at the arena.
A lot of guys, I want to be able to. No. And how many coaches and GMs has he had for 6 years? Two general managers.
Right. Four coaches. Larry Drew, Jason Kidd, Prunty, and Budenholzer.
Four coaches in 6 years. That could have stunted his growth.
Absolutely.
If you think about it.
No doubt.
Each guy had a different program. A lot of these guys didn't have to go through that the first 6 years.
No, absolutely right. What do you appreciate most about Giannis? Tweeted at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Living the dream did just that. Everything. If he stays, he might go down as the best all-around athlete the state has ever seen.
See, you don't need to make statements like that. Just say what you know. You don't need to do that. Because we're never going to prove that like that. I mean, come on. You better than Oscar Robertson. I mean, come on. We don't need to do that.
Oscar Robertson wasn't here that long.
It don't matter. You just say here.
Nor was Lou Alcindor.
We don't need to do that. That's really clickbait, just to start a conversation.
Dude, I like that conversation.
I'm not going to touch it.
I'm a big fan of that conversation.
I'm not putting that on him.
I'm not putting it on him. But like he said, I mean, I'm just saying. What do you appreciate about Yasuo?
I don't even know what that means. Athlete.
Get more
basketball
of your calls.
Player.
414.
Some soccer guy right here that's better. I don't know. Is that women too? I don't know.
Michael King? Michael King would be the best soccer guy we've had around here for the Wave.
I don't even know.
By far. Not even close.
I can't even spell soccer, so I can't play it.
All right. What do you appreciate the most about Giannis? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Former Brewer Chris Capuano still to come in 348.
Baby, let's cruise
away from here.
Don't be confused.
The way is clear.
And if you want it, you got it forever. This is not a one-night stand.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh.
I didn't know they remade some Smokey. I think that Smokey Robinson did that.
A throwback Thursday presented to you by Master Z's. Huey Lewis and the News, your throwback artist today. Nominate who you want for a throwback artist coming up next Thursday. They have to be 20 years or older, dead or disbanded. Use a hashtag big throwback. Tweet it to 105.7 FM The Fan and you are all set. Earlier today, I threw out Rush as my nominee. Leroy, you threw out
Boy George.
Boy George, Culture Club. Yeah. Anthony Mandela was James Taylor, right?
And Plucker was...
Guns N' Roses, Guns I think Roses, it was, right? Yeah, yeah, Guns N' Roses was Plucker. All right, asking you about Giannis. What do you appreciate about Giannis this coming off of LeBron getting ripped for how bad the Lakers have been and how he's not playing defense and so forth, and Kevin Durant's drama and Kyrie Irving's drama, and really wanted to bring it back to here as far as really how special of a dude really have here in this town. Kendrick on the north side, you're next on 105.7 FM The Fan.
What's happening, fellas?
What's up?
What's up, Kendrick?
What I appreciate about Giannis is his matter-of-factness, and I forget the guy who answers phone calls, but
Plucker.
If you notice, if a lot of these foreign-born basketball players who are stars, they don't have a lot of that outside drama with them. But I would caution all Bucks fans because of how hard he works and how serious he takes winning above all else, that the management keeps trying to get this team better because, you know, I'm thinking like Sparky too. We can't just like because of he's a good guy that he's going to, you know, I'm just going to stay here forever. He wants to win. He may not even want the biggest contract, but if the Bucks somehow start going down, I believe we will start worrying. But he's a great guy. I remember seeing him when you talk about the weight that he's put on. I saw him and I think his name was Nate Walters, the guard that he got. They were out with the firemen. They were doing something on the south side. He looked like he was 12 years old.
Yeah.
When he first got drafted here.
Yep.
Now he's a beast.
He is.
Have a great day.
Yeah, Kendrick, thanks for the call. It's so true. He really looked younger than 18 even when they brought him over here because he was so small physically as far as he wasn't very thick at all. And they had a lot of work to do to add that weight on, and he had to be dedicated to want to do it as well. Jay tweets at the Fan, you should have music playing in the background while people call, maybe a soft piano. I love the fact that he's humble. Family is first for him. Generally wants to be in Milwaukee. His work ethic is unmatched. And that's from Jay. Ben tweets at the Fan. He doesn't forget where he's from and how far he's come. He appreciates all that he's achieved, but doesn't ever take it for granted. He's humility at its finest. Hashtag fear the deer. Never in my wildest dreams, Leroy Butler, did I think the Bucks would get blessed with a player like Giannis. Not only on the court, but off the court as well.
I keep telling y'all, God is good.
Yeah, it is. It is unbelievable.
I think that was the reason why they took a chance on Thon Maker, hoping they can hit it again.
Get the same thing. Yep. Carl, Southside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling today?
Good.
What's going on, Kevin Hart?
Hey, listen. All jokes aside, man, this is about to get real heartfelt. Giannis changed my life, and he's been an inspiration to me and all skinny guys around Milwaukee. I remember being 103 pounds soaking wet, you know, on the wrestling team, never thinking that I could ever bulk up and get muscle. And then, lo and behold, I see Giannis as he enters, you know, the NBA. This guy looked 14, just like you guys were just talking about, man. This guy was little. And to see him pack on all that weight now, that just gives me inspiration. That next year, I can be Giannis Antetokounmpo. Is that too far?
Man, listen, I'll meet you somewhere at Penn you right now. What are you talking about?
What you talking about, man?
Hey, talking about you, Giannis, to change your life. Listen, and I'll put the three.
Listen.
Man.
Stop it, Carl. Big, bro. I got to get bulked up, man. And seeing Giannis do it, man, in such a short span without PEDs, come on, man. You tell me who's doing that.
You got a good point. You got a good point.
This kid, is his nose is clean. He doesn't go about it, you know, in the big light as far as, I need this big money contract or I need this big city to, you know, do my job. This guy's blue collar. And that's what Milwaukee is about. You know what I mean? All jokes aside with the, you know, you changed my life thing, But I mean, seriously, man, this guy worked hard, man.
Yeah, he did.
This guy, I could fold him up. You hear me? When he first came in the league.
That's what I was going to say, you ain't folding him up now, man.
He ain't doing it now.
No.
No, those shoulders he got.
I got y'all to help me out. This guy, man, is the epitome of what Milwaukee is. If you put in the hard work, I'm telling you, man, great things will come from the city. Right. I don't know just, you know, about this whole segregation thing that I've been hearing so much with Brogdon, but I feel a cultural change with this guy being a part of our culture now. You know, with him being from overseas and everything like that, it's helping shape the look of Milwaukee. And I'm just appreciative to have him and to have good shows like this to, you know, highlight this guy. And keep up the good work, fellas, man. I got to get to work.
All right, man. Take care, Carl.
I love that guy, man. He's
Why do you call hilarious. Him Kevin Hart, man? Is he funny or is he small?
I hear when he gets his high voice, when me and Gary press
him, he wasn't ready.
He'll get his voice real high. It sounds just like Kevin Hart.
Just like Kevin Hart.
He got a lot of, Carl got a lot of talent, man. He may need to do some kind of comedy.
He brought up Malcolm Brogdon there.
Yeah.
And the piece that he wrote about segregation or the piece that was done.
Yeah, in Milwaukee. I didn't see that. When was this?
Well, end of last week, early this week.
Yeah, I didn't catch him up on it. What happened?
Well, he just talks about how segregated Milwaukee is. A lot of stuff we already know and how it has to change and has to go in a different direction and so forth. But
where did he write that? Where did he post it?
Channel 12 is where I saw
it. I believe the original article was in The Guardian.
Yeah, The Guardian.
The UK. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where it was, yep. But it was funny last night. So we had DJ Wilson, you know, at the Milwaukee Basketball Hour last night. And
do you have the man bun?
So I asked him, no, he just had a hat on. Here was
oh,
down.
Good.
So I was asking him about Pau Gasol, how he fits in there in leadership.
Yeah, taking his minutes.
Now, Leroy, you got to remember how young these guys are.
Yeah.
He said him and Malcolm Brogdon were watching YouTube highlights of Pau Gasol,
right?
Seeing how good he was back in the day. Like,
and that Laker
holy
jersey.
Cow, and how we get to play with this dude. Like, right. This is crazy.
And now they look at him like, why they got this old man on the team?
But it's just funny, though, because no, that's not it at all. But it's just funny, because remember when Jason Kidd was a coach and was yelling at Giannis? And Giannis was like, man, who the heck is this guy think
he
is? Let me
go look up his stats.
Right, let me Google this guy, see what this guy's done. You're like, oh, I should probably listen to him. It just reminds you of... like when you're an old guy like us, of like how young these guys are and how
like Billy.
They don't really know
Vegas
these guys.
Don't really know. He just like on a show. Oh no, we've been doing this for a while.
Just crazy. Pella Windows and Doors, they've been doing their thing for a while too.
I tell you what, guys, they got something right now. Matter of fact, they're going to my parents' house next week because they got the 0%. Because she needs. Well,
go ahead. You start it now.
You know our moms. They want everything.
Yes.
The doors, the windows, and then they come out and sit.
They want to be warm.
The dad says, that, we can just do the door. We'll live with the windows. Because he just want to know what it costs. Pella Window and Doors, I will tell you this. Gina is somebody that, if you've ever met her, she's very, very nice young lady. She wants everything passed on to the people. She wants everybody to know that you guys can get the right things. Now, if you're building a house, or if you just built a house, for some reason you look at your heating bill and all of your money is going out of the window. I always talk about that whistling sound. Well, I heard that sound at my in-law's house, and that's the reason why they're going to get Pella Windows and Doors over there to save some money. It really does work. Again, give them a call. They're always waiting for somebody to call them up and get them over there in 24 hours to have somebody start measuring and start to save money. Let me give you their phone number. The phone number is 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or you can go to PellaWI.com and just chat with somebody and say, what do I need? I want some tint. I'm getting too much sun in right here. The shade's coming in. You know, the door has a little bit, you know, too high or whatever. Just chat with somebody and they'll be over, like I say, the next day to start measuring, get you the right things you need to save some money. Pella Window and Doors.
Talking about Giannis right now. What do you appreciate about Giannis? Seeing everything
Nothing
going on.
Nothing bothers him.
With LeBron and Durant and Nothing Kyrie, all that drama. What do you appreciate most? Can be on the floor, off the floor, doesn't matter.
I got something I appreciate about him. I'm going to say it next.
Got people on hold. Lots of tweets coming in as well. Still to come, Chris Capuano. In about 15 minutes, the former Brewers pitchers will join us.
Neon lights and the pretty, pretty girls all dressed so scantily. When they play their music, that hard rock. With a lot of flash, but it's still that same old back beat.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM. The Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler on a Throwback Thursday, presented to you by Master Z's. Get your nomination in. We'll get a voting update before the next break on a Throwback Thursday. Use the hashtag Big Throwback and tweet your nomination for next Thursday to 105.7 FM, The Fan. And then once you do it, make sure you are watching your inbox on Twitter in the 5 o'clock hour or so when they send out who the winner is going to be. Because that's how we notify winners, is through the inbox on Twitter. So make sure to be paying attention to that inbox later this afternoon to see if you won the gift card from Master Z's in Waukesha. What do you appreciate about Giannis? Jeff on a school bus. You're next on The Fan. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good evening, guys.
Evening.
All right. Hey, I got a quick question, though. But what I do appreciate about Giannis is that he's playing damn good. That's all I can say. But my question is, who do you think going to bring Wisconsin the next championship?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, right now the Bucks appear.
Badgers,
the Bucks. The Bucks appear to be the closest right now as right. We sit here today. The Brewers season hasn't started yet. The Bucks are the best team in the East based on the regular season. Whether or not they can beat Golden State, I don't know, but they very well could be in that series. And once that happens, anything can happen. What do you say, thanks, Jeff?
I'm sticking with my Packers.
Going with the Packers. Yeah, I mean, that's fair, too. I mean, that's probably 2 or 3 years away would be my guess. Leroy, what do you think? You think the Packers are 2 or 3 years away from competing for a Super Bowl?
It's hard to know, but it's the Bucks, though.
The Bucks, too. Brewers are only one game away from the World Series, but because the Bucks right now are happening, and the Brewers postseason won't happen until October.
There's so many games in baseball, and then you still got to hope that the Cubs are still not playing great, and then you never know with Cincinnati, and you know the Cardinals are the Cardinals.
And that's just the division. That's not even talking about the NL East and then the West with the Dodgers and the Rockies. Ugh. Yeah, no, I hear you on that.
And well, Harper's with the Phillies. I mean,
yep. Let's go to Trav and Brown Deer. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Trav?
Is his name Jeff, the last caller?
Yeah.
He was a bus driver?
Yep.
I hope he gets those kids home safe.
Me too.
Oh, he already dropped them off.
On the phone.
No, he already dropped them off. He's good. He dropped them off already.
I think everybody summed it up. He's humble. He's a family man. A matter of fact, Channel 6 broke it the one Sunday. He lives right around the corner from me. And sarcastically, I told the wife, I said, well, we should make them a cake and take it over. But I hope, if the weather ever clears during a walk, I get to meet him. So
you might. You very well might. He tends to go out and about. I don't think he's a home dweller necessarily. Him and his girl go out. Trav, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Let's sneak one more in here. We got to get to Chris Capuano here in just a couple minutes. Mike on the south side, you're next on The Fan.
Hey, guys. I just think Giannis has always been an organizational type guy. As much as he's been through over the years, have you ever heard him talk negatively?
No.
In a lot of ways, Jason Kidd, that whole thing. I mean, he always handles things, respectfully. And then he goes on and, completes his business. I mean, and I think that's one thing I appreciate about him. Now, I'm interested to see what the Bucks do. I don't know what you guys think, but we're getting that period now. We got the best record, but, I think we're going to have to pick and choose where we rest some guys, get ready for the playoffs. I'd like to hear your respects on that.
You're absolutely right. I think that's what happened with Bledsoe and Brogdon on this West Coast trip, where they both got sat in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they played Giannis. Made no sense. Giannis is the one you really need to rest. That's just,
they're gonna pick their spots down
with
the
knee. Anytime you're playing a garbage team, he shouldn't play. That's my thing.
See, I don't think nothing wrong with his knee.
You're playing Atlanta, you don't have to play. He's playing Cleveland, he don't have to play. I mean,
but I gotta keep that number one spot. And you're missing some, Steve. He wants to play.
I don't care.
But see, and I understand you save your kids from yourself.
Yes.
You have to. But
you
also have to pick your spots. I think
he wants to play in the regular season, and then I lose him for a game seven in a conference finals because his knee is the size of a grapefruit. Yeah. What good did that do?
Well, that case they won't. But if his knee is not swelled up, you have to do like we're doing to Anthony Davis, play so many minutes and then take him out.
Fine. You put him on a minutes restriction?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that, too.
Pitch count.
Sure.
Yeah, just get his, so he stay, don't get rusty, just stay in the flow.
Yeah, I hear you.
And then get him out and get your other people in there. That's when you can, start rotating the other guys in down on the eighth and ninth part of the bench.
All right, what do you appreciate most about Giannis? We got to get to Capuano here.
Well, I think for the most part that a guy wants to be a part of the community. That's what I appreciate. Because this is not the biggest market, you know, and you're looking for branding and stuff like that. It's hard to do that. So I just appreciate a guy not saying I want to go for my branding to go bigger like some of the other guys are doing.
Yeah, he definitely has not done that. Up next, former Brewers pitcher Chris Capuano is doing a pretty cool thing and helping to educate athletes and make athletes better. We'll tell you all about that, and we'll get his thoughts on this Brewers pitching staff straight ahead on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Huey Lewis in the news on a Throwback Thursday, presented to you by Master Z's in Waukesha. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler with you, joined now by former Brewers pitcher Chris Capuano on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Chris, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, my pleasure. Great to be here.
Okay, so we're going to get into the latest project you're in. I'm on the website, and I am blown away by what I'm seeing, called Boston Biomotion. .com, but I want to get your thoughts on the Brewers first. Thoughts on what you saw last year out of this Brewers team and this whole bullpenning concept that they used late in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely kind of a unique way to go about it, but I think you know, Counts was trying to do whatever he had to do to stay competitive, and that involved a little bit of an unorthodox management of the pitching staff. But you know, it ended up working out, and the finish to the season was just so exciting to watch. And, you know, largely the team's still intact, so looking forward to watching them repeat and get in the playoffs this year.
Chris, how hard is it when you are coming up through the minors and you're starting like a Peralta or a Burns, and then you get to the major league level and they're saying, well, you're going to have to go in the bullpen now and pitch out of the bullpen like Burns had to do last year? How big of a transition is that?
I found it very tough. I'm actually amazed and impressed with the guys that are able to make that transition seamlessly, which a lot of guys do. But, you know, back in the day, you know, 10, 20 years ago, that was kind of how you came up as a starter and you kind of had to earn your way out of the bullpen before you kind of earned a way back into the rotation. So that was kind of how it was done for a long time, and but I know just from personal experience that when you are accustomed to being a starting pitcher and you're accustomed to that rotation of every 5 days, being on call every day, there's a real art to managing your workload, managing your workouts, managing your mindset. There's a lot of things that go into being successful in the bullpen.
Yeah, Chris, how hard is it to get the right person as a catcher? Grandal will be in there this year. So this is his first year with the team. I mean, they've always had the other guys' opinions of the world. How hard is it to get the right guy in there? Or that's what spring training is for, to get used to each other?
Yeah, I mean, spring training is a great time to try the different catchers out. You know, you can work together in your side sessions and your practice sessions. Yasmani's, you know, a top talent though in the league. Though I played against him a lot when I was in LA when he was with San Diego, and you know, just speaking to guys like Kershaw and Zach Greinke, I know that Yasmani's, you know, super hard worker, and I don't anticipate the pitchers having too much of a problem being comfortable with him.
Yeah, how much do you feel for a guy like Jimmy Nelson? Been out for 2 years, had a horrific injury. He wants to get back. He threw, you know, some couple sessions, and they put him out there, and it just seems like he's eager for the next step. Can you talk about his journey a little bit?
Yeah, I think I definitely feel for him because I had, you know, I had my first Tommy John in 2002 when I was really doing well in the AAA level, just knocking on the door, ready for that call, and then bang, you're hit with an injury, and you have to, you know, sit out for a year. And then I had it again where I missed 2 years in 2008, missed all of 2009, mm-hmm. And then came back in 2010. So I definitely feel for Jimmy as a, and he's one of those like prototypical horse kind of starting pitcher's guy, you know, big, strong guy, just wants to go out there and eat innings and take his team deep into games. So psychologically is probably the biggest thing, you know, dealing with missing time like that, because as athletes, you know, we wrap up so much of our value in being productive and being out there playing. So I think that's the toughest part from a psychological standpoint. So I feel for Jimmy, and I'm hoping that he makes a seamless transition coming back.
Time with former Brewers pitcher Chris Capuano on to talk about BostonBiomotion.com. We'll get to just a couple minutes. I got to get your thoughts on Jeremy Jeffress, because he was in that organization back when you were there as well, coming up through the farm system and so forth, and then had some missteps along the way, obviously, in the minors, and then had his journeys around Major League Baseball, but seemingly has found his way back in the Brewers organization.
Yeah, JJ's you know, has a special place in my heart, because I've known him since he was a young kid coming up. Always had electric stuff, and always just, you know, just like one of the nicer guys you'll meet around the clubhouse. Good teammate. So I really pull for JJ, and you know, I know I wasn't watching the game the other day, but I guess he you know, his velocity was down, and hopefully they caught whatever he's got going on in his shoulder. I think he's got a little bit of soreness or a little bit of you know, fatigue going on. Hopefully they caught it early enough where they can nip it in the bud at this point, and he'll be ready to go opening day. But, you know, they got a lot of, you know, Josh Hader's another guy who, yep, I saw as a very young pitcher who I love watching now. He's just got kind of nasty stuff. And Corey Knebel, too, another great guy who I knew as a young player as well. So I really root for all those guys. And, you know, JJ's situation is kind of exactly what I've been involved in, working with Boston BioMotion and Proteus, and trying to develop a better way for baseball players, athletes, people in general, to train, where you can flag those weaknesses, those imbalances early, you know, kind of catch that stuff before it becomes a problem. And that's one of the big things they're working on over at Boston BioMotion and Proteus.
Explain this to me, because it says for this Proteus system, 3D resistance is multi-vector resistance. Can you translate, please?
Yeah, those are a lot of big words.
For a sports talk guy especially, yes.
Essentially, it's pretty easy. Just imagine yourself in a big, sticky fluid, right? Any way that you move, you're going to have resistance, right? In any direction that you move. And so that's sort of how you can think about three-dimensional multi-vector resistance. It means that any direction you move this machine, it resists you in the exact opposite way. And because it provides such a unique resistance, it's now able to measure all kinds of metrics related to your strength and muscle performance. So it can, as you're training, you're building strength, you're building muscle, but it's also tracking your strength and it's tracking your movement patterns. You can look for changes that might signify and flag injuries before they happen. And it does all of this automatically while you train. So that's kind of the power of Proteus. And from just a machine standpoint, from a physical training apparatus standpoint, Proteus, you can think of it as combining about 20 or 30 machines that you might see in the gym into one platform. So very versatile. You can do all of your traditional exercises on the machine, but then you can also do functional movements, like you can do a baseball throw, or you can do a swing or a golf swing or a basketball shot, and you can invent entirely new exercises. So, you know, just a very safe, smooth resistance, much more efficient, higher muscle activation than standard free weights, cables, and bands. And that's the combination of Proteus, a training machine and a powerful tracking system.
Tom, former Brewers pitcher Chris Capuano, and anybody that was around Capuano back when he played for the Brewers knows that you lived in the weight room for the most part. You weren't one of the smaller dudes by any stretch of the imagination. So how did you get involved with this?
I, when I finished my playing career in 2016 with the Brewers, I'd always wanted to go back to school as kind of a transition, you know, because we're going to be ball players a lot longer than, you know, former ball players a lot longer than we were active ball players. So I wanted to look for a program where I could, you know, learn something and build new skills before I transitioned out. And that's what brought me to MIT. I'm doing an MBA program, which is a business degree here at MIT. And at their Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, which is an annual event here in Boston, last year I met Sam Miller, and I saw Boston BioMotion and its flagship product, Proteus. And, you know, within about 10 minutes of using this program or using this machine, it really resonated with me just going through what I had gone through. And I said, man, I wish I would have had this when I was playing. And, you know, we quickly struck up a good relationship. And now I've been advising and helping them with strategy and development for the system. And it's just been so exciting to see how much the athletes love using the machine. We have currently have one major league team using it. And we have three Division I college programs. The most recent is actually University of Wisconsin, who has a Proteus system. So the athletes love it. You know, it's a great machine to train on, and I really think that it's going to it's already, you know, showing the ability to improve on-field performance and also, you know, flag injuries and fatigue before they become a serious problem.
So how do you see this going forward then? Do you see it doing mostly for, you know, universities and sports teams, or do you see this eventually getting into a Planet Fitness or one of those type gyms?
Yeah, the Proteus system eventually is really spawning a whole new category of intelligent fitness equipment. And I think the future, you'll actually see a consumer version that you can have in your home that'll be like a virtual trainer.
Oh, wow.
And while you train on it, it'll be gaining insights into your particular body and your movement patterns and then automatically incorporating those insights into your training program. But the more immediate future is pro sports teams, Division I colleges, athletic departments, and then training centers. But kind of the mass market for Proteus by Boston Myomotion is going to be physical therapy clinics, you know, gyms, training centers. So, but, you know, this initial, for the first market, really, it's more of the bigger training centers, college programs, and pro teams.
Hey, man, I wish you luck. You've always been a nice guy to me over the course of time, and continued success to you, buddy. I hope it all works out.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Chris Cappiano, former Brewers pitcher on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. And if you are, running a university or team, whatever, BostonBioMotion.com is the name of the website that Chris was just talking about. Let's get to a sports flash with Anthony Mandela, and then it's time for predictions. Stay tuned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.